today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking to a gentleman with a very interesting new product. Also, a little later on, we'll be joined by one of the members of the Ford Super Duty truck team, who's going to be telling us all about the latest rendition of that particular vehicle. And also, we're going to get you the latest headlines in the world of motorsports, and that's upcoming here momentarily. In the meantime, we'll throw out an extra trivia question just to get the phones moving here. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Going back to the 1970s, who made the car with the name Elite? It was the what Elite? 800-259-9231. Right now, let's go to the motorsports desk, the racing desk, and talk to our racing expert, our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob. Great. There's a lot of wide-open green flag racing and a lot of pit road speeding violations going on as action winds down at the NASCAR Shelby American in Las Vegas with the 2011 Shelby GT350 serving as the official pace car of the race. Under two laps remaining currently, top five Jimmy Johnson in the lead, followed by Jeff Gordon, Kevin Harvick, Mark Martin, and Matt Kenseth, with Johnson, Gordon, and Martin. That puts three Hendrick cars in the top five. Kevin Harvick overcame a pair of horrendous pit stops to win the Nationwide Series race at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway yesterday. Harvick led 83 of the 200 laps, but had a rally after his crew cost him several spots on pit road. Harvick had to methodically work his way back through the field and found himself trailing leader Denny Hamlin late in the race. Once past Hamlin, though, Harvick coasted to his second career win at Las Vegas and 35th in the Nationwide Series. Hamlin was second, followed by Carl Edwards, Brad Keselowski, and Brian Vickers. Danica Patrick finished 36th. That was in her third and final NASCAR race before she takes a four-month hiatus to return to IndyCar racing. She wrecked around halfway through the race when she ran into the lap car of Michael McDowell. She had just pitted, was on fresh tires, and McDowell took responsibility, saying he misjudged her closing rate. And Jimmy Johnson just winning in Las Vegas. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Last year, they had the Shelby 427. Stephen Cole Smith was with us earlier in the broadcast, and he said this race was also sponsored by Shelby. Is that true, Jeff?
It was sponsored by Shelby, and it was the official on-track introduction of the 2011 GT350. So Shelby fans having the opportunity at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway to see that car go up to speed as the pace car, and I think Shelby and the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, pretty natural fit there, Bob, in that Shelby is located right at the outskirts of the Speedway. And a lot of their testing on the oval, the road course, and the drag strip really makes the final product of Shelby Shelby cars.
Yeah, the Shelby GT 350 was the cover story for the March Motor Trend, and interesting that Ford is not selling it directly through their dealerships. You have to buy a regular GT, a 2011 5-liter GT, and then have it shipped out there.
Shipped out to Shelby, yeah.
And then they do the tweaks. It ends up being more expensive than the GT 500.
Yeah, I would say so. you know, again, sometimes we do lose track of the fact that Shelby is right at the speedway there and does test their products on the different venues within a couple of miles of the headquarters.
That is true. Yeah, it's an excellent facility, and we'll have to get somebody on from Shelby to talk about the new car in the upcoming weeks. In the meantime, thank you so much. Great job as usual, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, Let's throw out that trivia question one more time just to make sure everybody's on the same page, because already a couple of people have emailed me with some questions. Back in the 1970s, a manufacturer had a vehicle known as the Elite. Who made the Elite going back to the 1970s? Everybody listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa, we would love to hear from you, or everybody on 93 WKCT in Bowling Green, Kentucky, everybody in Lake Shasta, California, listening out there, everybody listening in Boston, everybody listening in Pittsburgh, everybody listening in Philadelphia, we would love to hear from you right now at our regular number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, our next guest is the Vice President of List and Storage Systems, and he's going to be telling us all about a new product. It's my pleasure to welcome the gentleman who's going to be telling us all about the Step and Store product, Mr. Sean Jones. Sean, how you doing?
Very good, Bob. I appreciate your time today, and very excited about our new product.
Excellent. Well, give us a little history on the company before we hear about the Step and Store product.
Yeah, we started out in 1990 as a company that manufactured equipment for handicapped folks, getting them up into their homes. And the company kind of evolved over the course of time, where we got involved with equipment that was being used for the major retailers like the Walmarts and the Targets of the world. And so that became our focus and our focal point as a company for many, many years. And we manufacture equipment that actually goes in the back room for storage, that hoist stuff up in the ceiling like garments or bicycles or bolts or tires or you name it, anything that needs to be stored that takes up a lot of space in major retailers.
So it sounds like you have a lot of experience and deal with a lot of big players. So tell us a little bit about the Step and Store product. What was the concept behind it?
Well, we had a couple of our engineers for our company, Roger Larson being the particular engineer that started the process. He actually is kind of a weekend farmer. And was doing some work around his kind of hobby farm, and was trying to get up in the back of his pickup and slipped and almost hurt himself, and said, you know, there's got to be an easier way to get in the back of a pickup. And so we started to do some research and found out that in 2009 that, you know, Ford came out with on their F-150 an option as a tailgate pullout to get up in the back of your pickup. And we started to look around in the marketplace and didn't see much out there as far as, you know, aftermarket auto pieces that would work as this tailgate step. And so that's where we started the process of really, you know, designing and bringing forth this new product.
So it's a tailgate step, but it's an unusual tailgate step, and it has a number of very significant features. Sean, tell us about some of the features.
Yeah, it's Bob. It retracts. It's it kind of nests into the actual mounting of it. Works on the tailgate of the pickup. So when you bring the tailgate down, it actually mounts on the surface of the tailgate, and it has a handle that that actually disengages the ladder on the Step and Store product, and then you flip the ladder down, and of course it locks into place. And the handle on it certainly has a real strength for the person that's using the obviously stability getting up in the back of the bed of the pickup, but also it engages the ladder to open it, and it also retracts it and locks it into place when you close it down on the tailgate.
Wow, very cool indeed. And tell us about the materials that the Step and Store product is made out of.
Yeah, it's a cold rolled steel. You know, the product itself is a textured powder coat that helps make it more durable.
Sure. Hold that thought when we come back on the other side. More with Sean Jones.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. on the road again. I'm on the road again.
One of the hottest trends out there are coupe-like sedans, and Volkswagen has a very interesting and affordable alternative. It's called the CC Passat. Here's COO Mark Barnes.
The CC has the great lines of a luxury car and certainly is available at a very, very great price. It's a coupe, but it does have four doors, and it's rather a unique coupe because you really don't see the four doors, but they're there, and they're very nice to get in and out of as well. You get the 2.0T, which gives you 200 horsepower, and so you get a lot of product for the money. It's just a beautiful car. I'm driving one right now myself. I get a lot of people staring at it, a lot of people looking at it, so it's a pleasure to have the car and to tell the CC story.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Leggers were setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Sean Jones, who's telling us all about the Step and Store product. And we got a trivia question out there for the taking at 800-259-9231. Going back to the decade of the 1970s, there was a a car. It was a two-door car, and it was the Elite who made this two-door car. Let's go to Roger listening on WKCT 93, WKCT in Bowling Green. Roger, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing fine as well. Who made that Elite back in the 70s?
I believe that would have been Lotus.
Yes. Congratulations. Very good. We'll give that one to you. Very good. What's your all-time favorite vehicle?
Well, gosh, for Hemis with tail fins, anything in that range.
Anything
for 300s and DeSoto Adventure, or even the Plymouth Fury that did not really have the Hemi, but had a 2.4 barrel motor in the 50s.
Yep, that's true. All great vehicles. Well, hang on the line, Matt. We'll get all your information. We'll send you a little. We're actually going to put you in the running for the next appearance from the president of the Busted Knuckle Garage and give you a shot at a big prize here. Thanks so much for calling in, Roger. And again, we're going to give that to him because there was a Lotus. I think he was thinking of the Lotus Elise vehicle, which is a modern vehicle. But actually, going back to the 1970s, it was the Ford Elite was the product. But let's go back to Sean Jones, the vice president of Lift and Storage Systems, telling us all about the Step and Store product. And Sean, I understand that you've recently announced some partnership, including one with Northern Tool and Equipment. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we, Northern Tool and Equipment is a Minnesota-based company, which we're based out of Minnesota in the Twin Cities, in all Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And it was kind of a natural for us to have an alliance with them, and they're excited about getting our product out there. They think it has some real merit, so we're excited about that relationship. We actually just about a week and a half ago worked out a deal for Costco, and Costco is going to be testing the Step and Store product in 8 marketplaces. And if it goes the way they think it's going to go, they're going to roll it out nationwide. So,
wow, so that's a huge victory just to get your product in a retailer like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited. And we've actually, we're on Sears.com. Sears has been a longtime customer of ours on the Lift storage side as far as our products. And they got excited about the new Step and Store product, so they've got that on Sears.com. So we're making some headway. We're getting a lot of folks out there nationwide that are realizing, hey, it's a lot more difficult to get in the back of a pickup than it really looks like. So
it certainly is. And just doing a little homework here, taking a look at the release that was sent to me about Northern Tool and Equipment, family-owned, multi-channel retailer for 30 years, 64 retail stores in 11 states, rather, and they sell merchandise to the rest of the U.S. through catalogs and the Internet. So that's definitely a great alliance to have. How can folks find out more information about the Step and Store? Is there a particular website?
Yeah, we have a website, www.stepandstore, it's S-T-E-P, the letter N, and then store, S-T-O-R.com. It's a basic one-page website. It has our phone number, address, and information about the product, and certainly they can call our offices if they have some questions about it. It's very easy to mount. It takes about 10 minutes to mount the product, so it's a very simple, easy way to mount it. And, of course, the hardware instructions are in the packaging. So we're the nice thing is it has a handle that actually can be used on the right or left hand side of the product, so it's nice. Not everybody's right hand, not everybody's left hand, so it gives versatility that way.
That's very good. And before the break, a little while back, you were telling us about the materials that the Step and Store is made out of. Why don't you once again confirm that for our listeners?
Yeah, it's a cold rolled steel product. We have a textured powder coating that we use for the durability of the product. Obviously, the elements of that nature could corrode, but and of course stainless steel products as well within it. The actual step will actually hold up to 700 pounds of weight, which has been tested, which is really nice because if you know, you get a big person on there like myself who's 6'2 and 270 pounds and got a sack of grain on their shoulder or a toolbox. It could be difficult if you get up on something like that and it can't hold the weight. So we've extensively tested the product, and you know, there's not too many 700-pound people running around out there, so we think we've got the majority of the general public.
Very good. And give us an idea of the average retail price for the Steppen store.
Yeah, our manufacturer's retail price, Bob, is $130, and that includes the hardware. So it's a fairly reasonably priced product, and it has a one-year warranty on it. So, you know, we're confident of the durability and the manufacturing of it. It means something that, you know, the general consumer can use for years to come.
Yeah, well, it's great. It's got a one-year warranty as well. And as you said, it's relatively easy to install, something that one can do by oneself, or would you recommend professional installation?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, if a person has a screw gun or, you know, has any mechanical aptitude, it really doesn't take any you know, you certainly don't have to be a scientist from NASA to install it. But, you know, any normal consumer can install with instructions if they have, you know, the tools that are required. It doesn't take a lot, just a couple things that they'll need to install it, and very simply installed.
Very good. And as you say, lots of folks don't really realize what a difference it would make getting in the back of a pickup. It's not an easy thing to do, and this makes it a whole lot easier for everybody.
Absolutely. We're, you know, it's... if we can save one person from being injured, getting the back of the pickup, I guess that's really what our goal is, you know, in the interim when we first started to develop the product.
Excellent. One more time, why don't you give out your official website and any other telephone numbers or contact information you would like, Sean?
Yeah, we're the Steppen store website is www.step, S-T-E-P, the letter N, and then store, S-T-O-R-E.com. Our 1-800 number at our offices is 1-800-825-4777.
Wonderful. He is Sean Jones, the Vice President of Lift and Storage Systems Incorporated, makers of the very innovative product known as Step and Store. Sean, I want to thank you very much for your time here today, and we look forward to getting further updates from you down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for your time, Bob, and I appreciate all your listeners today.
Thank you so much. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. We'll throw out another question. The British Roadster, named after a British fighter plane. What was that? 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits. kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know. I
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or at any time, you can reach us via the email, and it's very simple. And that email address is bob@autoworldradio.com. We have a trivia question out there. Going back also into the decade of the 1970s, we are looking for the name of the Roadster. It was a particular Roadster named after a famous British fighter plane. That's an easy one. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, let me tell you what's coming up in the third hour of the broadcast. For those stations that are going to be hanging with us, we're going to have the chief product planner from Audi to talk about their supercar, the R8, and also Bill Warner from the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance telling us all about the event for 2010. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Doug Scott from the Ford Motor Company, who's going to be telling us all about the Ford Super Duty truck. He is the truck and utility communications manager for Ford. Doug, thank you very much for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, tell us a little bit about this Super Duty truck here. Certainly highly anticipated. Tell us, number one, let's begin with the power plants. What will be the power plants available for the Super Duty?
Well, Bob, we have two brand-new power plants, a brand-new 6.2-liter gas engine, and the first Ford designed, engineered, and built 6.7-liter power-stroke diesel. And Both of those power plants are going to be best in class, not only in terms of horsepower and torque, but also fuel economy.
Wow, that's fantastic. So a choice of either gas or diesel engines. Let's talk a little bit more about the Powerstroke diesel V8. Certainly, you can't argue with the torque that this vehicle puts out, and you can't argue with the fuel economy. For lots of folks, this is certainly a huge solution.
Well, we're going to be the first ones in the segment to have a 7 at the beginning of that torque number with 735 foot-pounds of torque with this new Power Stroke diesel. So with respect to power and performance and capability, the engine is just a huge enabler. And then, you know, what we're really excited about is the ability to deliver what we call the AND solution, and that is to give the customer not only the power and capability that they're looking for, but class-leading fuel economy. And the fuel economy is going to be up 18% on the pickup from the current model, and on the chassis cab up 25%.
Wow, congratulations. Those are huge numbers. And another thing we should point out about this diesel, the 6.7-liter Powerstroke V8, it's a Ford-designed and Ford-engineered and Ford-built unit. And that torque comes on at a very low RPM. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, as well as it's being B20 biodiesel capable, which is amazing.
Right. Well, the name of the game in trucks, especially these trucks, where what our customers do is tow. That's the most prevalent attribute. That's always first and foremost in our mind. So torque and getting power to the ground and doing it at a low RPM is essential, and we're going to deliver that 735 foot-pounds of torque at 1,600 RPM. So, again, what our customers have become accustomed to is Super Duty leading the class in both conventional and fifth-wheel towing, and we'll continue to do that with the F450 pickup maxing out at 24,400 pounds, and then the 550 chassis cab at 26,400 pounds. So that's an incredible capability. And then for a big part of our market, especially the agricultural market, B20 capability is something that's been at the top of the list. And this new 6.7 Powerstroke will offer that B20 capability. And again, it helps make the truck a more productive tool. And again, that's what our customers are looking for, is productivity in terms of more capability, lower cost of ownership through better fuel economy, and we're really excited to be able to deliver both of those attributes.
Well, we have lots of listeners right now joining us in agriculture areas, including the Waterloo area of Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL, and that's certainly, I would imagine, good news to all those folks. Let's talk a little bit about the new gas V8 engine compared to the current V8, which is a 5.4-liter. This new 6.2-liter delivers not only more horsepower, but also better fuel economy as well?
Yes, absolutely. The fuel economy, and again, it gets back to, Bob, as I said a minute ago, the AND solution. And so we're not giving the customer fuel economy at the expense of power or capability. In this case, with the 6.2, the fuel economy is going to be 15% better than the 5.4 in our current model, and the horsepower goes up to 385 horsepower, and the torque 405 foot-pounds of torque. So considerable increases, 85 horsepower increase in the case of the 5.4 versus the new 6.2, and up 40 foot-pounds of torque with respect to the 5.4.
Amazing. In the past, with diesel power plants, there has been always a little bit of problem with noise, vibration, and harshness. And I know that with this new 6.7-liter Powerstroke, you guys have paid a lot of attention to that. Tell us about some of the changes that have been made to the Powerstroke diesel V8, which makes it the quietest Powerstroke ever.
Well, we've, again, a lot of attention, Bob, paid to that. This is the quietest Powerstroke that we've ever built. And I can tell you that just a couple of weeks ago, we were down in Daytona Beach for the 500 and had a big display down there and had the new Super Duty. And I can't tell you how excited and amazed. In fact, people kept challenging us when we said the truck is on. They couldn't believe how quiet the diesel was. But again, a whole new architecture enabled really by this new design with sort of the inboard exhaust system and just a number of other changes that are a function of being able to design our own diesel engine. And this is a first for us to design our own large displacement diesel. Again, we have got lots of experience in Europe designing diesels, and we took advantage of that expertise from the European market, and obviously spent a lot of time combining that expertise with truck engineers that we have here in the States to deliver, again, just a terrific powertrain that today diesel accounts for about 65% of our mix. So it's really important to be able to deliver those kinds of improvements.
And certainly when you look at the amount of testing that you've done on this power plant as well, I mean, just a tremendous amount of miles that you guys have put in to testing and making sure everything is okay with this new power stroke.
Yep. Again, you know, Built for Tough is at the essence of our brand, Bob, and we've run up to really the equivalent of 10 million miles of testing. We've done 1,200 hours, run the engine at 1,200 hours continuously at peak torque, in addition to fleet testing. And customers can see that if they go out onto our website, thefordvehicles.com. You can see some video on trucks that we've had with major fleet customers across the country, from the high plains of Wyoming, where it's 40 degrees below zero, to the Everglades down in Florida.
Wow. Hold that thought, Doug. We're coming back with lots more. This is Auto World.
Two lips touching together.
Audi continues to surprise the automotive world with a number of all-new vehicles, including a 10-cylinder version of the 24/7 supercar, the R8. Audi's Philippe Brébeck.
We are talking in the hundreds per year, so definitely very, very low numbers. That's the demand. We have an order bank of about, you know, of a few hundred vehicles right now. That is sort of the exclusivity that this car comes with. We have just recently launched together three vehicles. It was the S4 Sedan, the S5 Cabrio, and the R8 E10. The S5 Cabrio is a new derivative based on the A5 and S5 Coupe. New convertible is also powered by a supercharged V6.
I'm Bob Blog for thelongdrive.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're telling you all about the 2011 Ford Super Duty pickup truck. And joining us, telling us all about it live from Detroit, is Doug Scott, who is the truck and utility communications manager. If you have any questions for Doug, we've got a telephone number toll-free from all across North America, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We still have the trivia question about, we're going to give you a hint here, the British sports car. Roadster, named after the British fighter plane that was actually utilized in World War II. They used these planes. They might have used them in World War I as well, but they were used in World War II. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Doug, before the break, you were telling us about the tremendous amount of durability testing that the new diesel V8 engine went through, the new 6.7 liter, and certainly, having that capability of being able to run on the B, is it B20?
Yes, B20 biodiesel, right.
I mean, that is certainly going to be music to lots of folks' ears. And it's also very good that the 8-cylinder gasoline engine is also E85 capable. Is that correct?
That's correct, which is also, again, a first for us and in this segment, and again, just not only contributes to or offers more flexibility for our customers, but you know, offers opportunity for, you know, lower emissions and you know, again, something not to be overlooked amongst all the rest of the attributes of the truck.
And certainly when you look at all this incredible horsepower and fuel economy, and you combine that with the best towing capability in the industry, as well as the best payload capability in the industry and fuel economy leadership, no wonder you guys dominate the marketplace with this vehicle.
Well, there's it's not an accident that Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 33 years in a row, and we continually pride ourselves on knowing the customer better than anybody else and trying to anticipate their needs and looking to improve our product as rapidly as we can. And we think in this particular case with the 2011 Super Duty, we've again raised the bar for heavy-duty pickups, and we have a dominant share of that market today, about 46% of the heavy-duty pickup market, and we think we're poised to improve on that with the new truck.
Yeah, I would imagine you definitely will. 800-259-9231. We get a question from Neil in Wyoming via email, and he wants to know when the 2011 Super Duty will be available.
We went into production last week, last Monday, and we expect, our customers should expect to see the new truck in dealerships about the 1st of April. We expect to start shipping the latter part of March, and so beginning of April, the 2011 should be available in dealership.
Peter, listening on KXEL in Iowa, would like to know a little bit more about the new Power Stroke diesel. He understands that you guys have gone to a single turbocharger rather than the twin setup.
That's correct, and we think that offers a number of advantages. You asked about the noise and quietness of the engine, and we think that's an advantage of having the single turbo rather than turbos working sequentially or a dual turbo setup. So, again, one of the major architectural changes in the engine that we think is going to deliver real benefit for customers.
And something else we should point out for all of our auto enthusiasts out there, it's interesting to note that the 2011 Super Duty 6.2 liter V8 has many components shared with the 2010 F-150 SVT Raptor, which is just an incredible performance machine. Tell us about this, Doug.
Well, again, the 6.2 is going to be in Raptor. We use the cut our teeth, so to speak, with the 6.2 in the Raptor R that we ran in the Baja 1000 prior to Raptor being introduced. So we have a lot of experience with the engine. And, again, for the 35% or so of the market, 35 or 40% of the market that's gas-oriented rather than diesel-oriented, we think we've got a much more competitive offering than we have had previously. And with the, you know, a 15% improvement in fuel economy and best-in-class fuel economy, we think it'll be just the right combination for that customer, that's looking for a gas powertrain rather than a diesel.
You mentioned that you had the 2011 Super Duty down at Daytona, and folks couldn't believe how quiet it is. Tell me a little bit about how you guys communicate with your core customer base. Do you stay in close contact with them, and do some of their suggestions actually, you know, kind of end up getting into some new products such as this one, the 2011 Super Duty?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I can give you a couple of great examples, Bob. One of the things that we do at Ford is, besides the traditional sort of marketing channels, television and print and the web and what have you, we do a lot of experiential marketing. So we're at events like Daytona and other NASCAR events. So in fact, we're the official truck of NASCAR. We go, we're at the professional sponsors of the professional bull riders. So we're at those events, Monster Jam, Toby Keith concerts, Cabela's. So a whole range of the kinds of lifestyle activities that our customers are fond of and participate in. And not only does it give us a chance to present the product, but more importantly, it gives us a chance to have our team out there capturing customer feedback. And it absolutely is feedback that's incorporated into the vehicle. One of the big improvements that we haven't talked about with the 2011 Super Duty are the seats. And we had feedback from customers before that our seats weren't as comfortable, weren't as supportive, that the customers felt they were sitting on the seat rather than in the seat. And so we were able to change the structure of the seat to use different foams and different seat configuration. In fact, it's very similar as to the seat that we introduced in the 2009 F-150, and that's a huge improvement in the new truck. So that's just one small example of, again, acting on customer feedback, which is just part of what we do.
Yeah, I would imagine it's very rewarding, too. I mean, just to hear both the positive and the negative feedback and to be able to make those changes, like you pointed out, and make the seats more comfortable. I mean, you're only, gathering up more fans in the long run.
Yeah, well, when you're responsive to the customer feedback, it pays off. It's the reason that, we have 9 million people that are driving an F-Series truck in the U.S. market today, about 6 million F-150 owners and 3 million or so Super Duty owners. And the way that you get to have the kind of leadership and the kind of dominance in the segment that we've had is by responding to those owners, because we have real high owner loyalty. And again, that's no accident when you're constantly trying to anticipate their needs and respond to the feedback that they give you.
A number of folks wanted you to repeat the towing capability on the 2011 F-Series Super Duty. Remind folks about those amazing numbers.
Yeah, okay. On an F-450 pickup, the max fifth-wheel towing is 24,400 pounds. On a F-550 chassis cab, the max fifth-wheel towing is 26,400 pounds. The 250 and 350 single rear pickups have a best-in-class conventional tow rating of 14,000 pounds. So, again, whether you're talking about conventional or fifth-wheel towing, as has been the case in the past, because, again, we know that over 95% of our Super Duty customers tow. And so you have to be able to deliver the goods when it comes to capability in the form of towing.
And certainly, as long as we're giving out the numbers, just the payload capacity, a remarkable amount of pounds that can be put inside these trucks.
Again, right behind towing is hauling for our customers, Bob. And as has been the case in the past, we dominate in that respect and have a max payload capability of 6,520 pounds on the pickup. So, again, the formula to making a truck a better and more productive tool is allowing the customer to do more with it in terms of the towing and the hauling capability, and to do it less expensively in terms of the cost of ownership, and that's where the best-in-class fuel comes in.
Well, we really want to thank you so much for telling us all about this new truck for 2011. We appreciate so much your time here today on Auto World.
Bob, thanks for having me.
Well, that's going to do it for this hour of the program. My name is Bob Long, and thanks again very much to Doug Scott from Ford. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.